Hello.
Hi, is this Anne?
Yeah, it is. Hi.
Hi, Anne. My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from Content Hub LLC. I will be your assigned project manager. How are you doing today?
Great, great. And you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. First of all, we are really excited to have you on board with us. I just had a word with Ryan, so I wanted to, have an ice-breaking session with you, get to know more about the manuscript. Is it a good time?
Yes, it's a good time.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let me ask you this first of all. What exactly is the book about, and how did you come about writing this book?
Actually, my two older children wrote the book. It's a children's book. It's called Jungle Cake. I haven't read it like last night, but it's about animals in a forest gathering stuff to make a cake, and it includes a recipe. And they actually did it when they were a bit, not when they were kids, but when they were in high school. And they just resurrected it because they have a new niece, and so they put it together in a nice book format. And it's really, I think it's charming. But people might think this is so, not very good, whatever. I'm their mom, so anyway, so it's Aaron and Stephen Roberts are my kids' names, and they co-authored the book. My daughter has a flair for drawing, so she did all the illustrations.
That is amazing.
Anyway,
Wonderful.
I can send it to you, or I can try sending it to you. You can see if you get it, if you want to
Yes,
do
please.
that. Right.
Yes, please. If you can note down my email address, let me know once you're
Yes,
ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so that is going to be Lisa.
Small
Yes, all small.
letters.
Yes.
Okay.
Dot
Okay. Yep.
Taylor. That is T as in Tango, A as in Alpha, Y as in Yankee, L as in Lima, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, at
Okay. Okay.
contenthubllc.com.
Okay. Contents.
Hub,
Hub. LL.
LLC,
Oh,
dot com.
LLC, yes. Okay.
Yep. So send me
All
the
right.
manuscript here. By the way, the concept is amazing. We have done multiple children's books before, and this is the first time I'm hearing this concept. So I think if we work together, make the manuscript, a bit more effective and according to the publishing standards, of course, because
Sure.
online platforms like Amazon, Barnes and Noble, they have a certain standard in which they allow the books to be published on the platform. So we have to follow a certain criteria, have the formatting done, make sure that the illustrations of the book, they meet the criteria or the standard that they have set for the children's book. So these are just a few technicalities that we need to work on together. Once we bypass that, then of course the book can go live.
Sure. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sounds reasonable. Okay.
So, are you going to share the manuscript with me right now, or should I be
I
waiting?
think,
How's that going to
do
work?
you want to check it? I just sent it, so I don't know. Hopefully you received it. Let me see.
Okay.
Looks like it's been sent, but I just want to
Oh.
make sure you can open up the attach. There is an attachment, I hope.
Okay, I am just refreshing my email. Let's hope it comes
Sure,
through.
take your time.
Okay, tell me the number of pages that the manuscript has so far.
Oof. I haven't looked at I don't
Okay.
have it. I
Okay.
could open it up.
That is completely
So
fine. I will take a look at that. Don't worry.
okay.
Okay, so are they
10,
planning to
15.
long term? I'm sorry, you said 10 to
Go ahead.
15?
You Yeah, but I can check right now if you want.
Well, I am just waiting for the email to pop up here. Yeah, I was just going to tell you that in order to have the print version, see, the book can go up as an electronic version, as an e-book, with any number of pages. For example, if it's like 10 pages, 15 pages, it's fine. It can go up as a digital version. But when you want to have a print version of your book as well, then the page count has to be above 24. So let's say the book needs to have, the book needs to have at least 25
I'm looking at it
pages.
Now, and let's see. It looks like it only has 11.
11 pages, including the illustrations or just the content?
Including the illustrations. The content is written on the illustration, if you know what I mean. The print is written on the illustration. I guess you could have the illustration of one page and the other one. So it's definitely not 24.
Then we can add some more pages. You know, for example, in the beginning of the book, first page needs to have the title of the book. You know, once the book cover will be separate.
Sure.
The front and the back, you know, the outer layer or the outer book cover, that will be separate. That will be a separate file.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you open the book, every book on the first page has the title of the book along with the name of the author written on that. And when you turn it over, there's a disclaimer for the copyrights that is mentioned on the next page of every book. All right? And the ISBN number is mentioned there as well. Then you move on to dedications page. If you want to have a little TOC, the table of contents, that can be included too. So that way, you know, like 4 to 5 pages can be exceeded in the book.
I see. Yeah, but I don't know if we're going to get close to 24 with all that, right?
I will still have to review the manuscript, and for some odd reason, I still haven't received it. And can you try another email address? I'm not sure if this is my server creating the issue. I'm going to give you my Gmail account, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay, let me know once you're ready.
Okay, I have lisa.taylor@contenthubllc.com.
That is absolutely correct. And
all right, well, I could try another one.
Okay. Just forward that email to the next email address that I'm providing you now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, that's going to be Lisa, P as in Papa or Popcorn.
Right.
Taylor, again, T-A-Y-L-O-R, 0911.
0911.
At gmail.com.
It's Gmail, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have lisa.p.taylor0911@gmail.com.
Okay, it's Lisa P as in popcorn, right?
Mm-hmm, yes. Taylor.
Got it.
I'll try this.
All right.
It says it's been sent.
Okay, I'm going to give it like a minute or 30
seconds. Sure, it takes
that,
yeah.
Fresh. Usually Gmail is much better. You know, sometimes our servers, they create some issues, so that's the reason why the emails are delayed. I don't know what's going on. As soon as I hang up with you, I am calling my IT department here to get this fixed. All right. Okay, so what do you do, Anne?
You know, I just retired. I was working for a pharmaceutical company, and I retired in May.
Okay. And how's retirement for you?
So far, so good. You know, it's an adjustment, so.
Right.
It's very different. You know, you know how to. You probably work 60 hours a week, you know. So
yes.
Think about all that time that's consumed that, boom, you have it back. You know, you get it all back, so. It takes some adjustment, but it's definitely nice not rushing through things.
Of course. Now it's like the next phase of your life, and it's going to take a lot of time for you to adjust to that, and you will have to look for, you know, some activities for you to do. finally you can focus on yourself now. So that's a positive side of it. Right?
it is fun. Yeah, it is. It's more relaxing. Yeah.
Okay, so Anne, I finally received the book. And
you did. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I see Jungle Cake. I believe this is the book cover and the front and the back cover, right, along with the spine.
Yes, probably, yeah. Well, the first one is also a recipe. I guess you could include that as a page. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Most likely we would have this incorporated in the book instead of the back cover, okay? So if you can note down some pointers while I review the manuscript, let me know when
you're
ready.
Sure, I will do that.
Okay.
I am ready. Okay.
First thing first, the back cover, which has the recipe on it, this will go inside the book. On the back cover, you can maybe have a short synopsis of the story or a message from the author. Anything
I
like
see.
That.
Okay.
Like 2 to 3 liners. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I will need the front and the back cover separated from the inner pages of the book. So this will have to be in a separate file, just the front and the back along with the spine.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And the next thing, all right, Charlotte, Emma, Roberts. I believe these are your kids.
Yeah, this Charlotte is my grandchildren. So, you know, what they wanted to do, they gave this book to Charlotte for her first birthday. So, obviously, that would have to change because all these books aren't going to belong to Charlotte.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
So, you know, maybe we can do one thing. We can have Emma and Roberts as co-authors, and we can dedicate the book to Charlotte.
Okay, make it a dedication instead. Sure.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, include another page here for the dedications, and we can dedicate this to Charlotte, and maybe we can have like 1-2 lines written there as to why and how Emma and Robert are dedicating this book to Charlotte.
Okay.
All right. And the next page says written and illustrated by Steve and Aaron Roberts. That's fine. Okay. All right, that is good to go. After that page, we can have a disclaimer included. You know the disclaimer that I spoke to you about? That will be the copyright of the book, that this content belongs to the co-authors. And, of course, we will need to have the ISBN number incorporated on that page as well. So
that
would
be the next page. Or do you make that page? Well, since I don't know the number or...
Well, you're placing the order for editing, right?
Yes, yeah.
So, of course, we can
include that. So I make the disclaimer. Okay.
We can include that. That's not a problem. But I will need the editable files for it. See, the file that you've sent me, it's a PDF. I cannot edit that, so I will need
a Word file. Yeah, you're right.
You're right. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Let's go back and see if they... Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can double-check that. That's not a problem. That'll be the next page for dedication. All right, now there are a couple of blank colored pages. I believe they will be separate pages here, right? They are individual pages.
I see that, but you probably don't want blank pages, right? Or...
Yeah, that's what I am trying to understand. If they designed the book,
I think that's
that way,
the way they made it. Yes, they did. Yeah.
Yeah, with colored blank pages.
But it doesn't
have
to be that way.
All right. Well, that way we can work on this together. And
quite honestly, I should take this back. And this is what they had it made a hard copy of the book, and I think. These are the proofs, and I don't know the final book that they have, you know, a hard-covered book, might not have the blank pages. I don't remember. I don't have the hard, you know, if you know what I mean. They brought this to, like, a copying place. So I don't know if that's – okay. So you might know more about how they put a book together from this.
Yes. we can work together on that. As long as you send me the editable file, I'm sure they must have worked on a Word or something. Whatever they worked on, I would need the source file for it. Like, this is a PDF, so I cannot edit that.
Yes, yeah.
So, yeah, once you get that to me, I will figure all that out. And I think apart from that, the rest of the book is good to go. We can initiate with
that. Okay, you think. Okay. Well, let me go back. I have to go back to my kids. I think they sent me the editable files, but I will check. I'm sure I even have it because I think I sent it to them. Huh. Okay. All right. So when you think it is good to go, you mean, you know, it's worth it. It might be worth it. Hello?
This concept, nobody has ever came up with this concept. So I think this is a good book and it will sell. So we should certainly pursue this. And all you got to do is clear up the payment thing with Ryan, and I will have a team assigned while I wait for your editable manuscript. All right?
Great. Should I send it to both your email addresses then?
Gmail and... Yeah, just keep my Gmail account in CC just in case I don't receive it on my Content Hub LLC email, okay?
Okay. All right, very good.
Thank you so much for your time, and I will be waiting for the file, and welcome on board.
Thank you very much. Okay.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Bye now.